Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call the meeting to order. Today is August 6, 2019, and this is the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting, regular meeting agenda. We'll do a roll call first.
Yep. Okay. Chairperson Arnie Nussbaum.
Present.
Vice Chairperson Art Gallo. Committee Member Arsenio Calle. Committee Member Matthew Benton.
Present.
Committee Member Nancy Greenberg.
Present.
Committee Member Bob Osborne.
Present.
Committee Member Jim Van Clunen. Committee Member James Kennedy.
Present.
Committee Member Richard Lucky.
Present.
All right.
Okay, and now if we can do an invocation and stand. We're going to have a moment of silence for all our service people deployed all over the globe and in the United States, and all of our veterans recuperating in veterans' hospitals throughout the globe. Also for the citizens who lost their lives and their families in the El Paso area and Dayton, Ohio area. Our prayers and thoughts are with all of them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Approval of the agenda?
No changes made, so.
Okay. No changes at this time? Okay. First, we're going to go to item number 100. First of all, special thanks to Lynn Dellinger for her 4 years of service on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. And also, I would like to welcome committee member Matthew Benton. Matthew, thank you for coming on, and we welcome you to the Parks and Recreation Committee. We're glad to have you, sir. Item number 200 is not going to be used. It's an informational agenda tonight. And public input, anyone who wishes to speak during the public input of any agenda item or subject matter will need to fill out a public input form. Individuals will limit their comments to 3 minutes, and representatives of groups or homeowners association will limit their comments to, I believe that's 5 minutes, unless otherwise determined by the City Commission. So we're going to move on, Mike, to the consent agenda. Approval of Tuesday, November 13th, 2018, Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee regular meeting minutes. And we attach the minutes. I'd like to have a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Do we need an all in favor on that, Christian?
It would need a second, and then I can do a
second.
Vote. Committee member Greenberg seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Perfect. All right, item number 301, approval of Tuesday, February 5th, 2019, Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, second?
I second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. We're not going to use item number 400, public hearings agenda, but we are going to go to the regular agenda, item number 500. We're going to discuss the Swish Dreams donation of $8,900 for improvements to Moss Park Basketball Park. And we're going to go to Exhibit A. And Mike?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody. If you don't know me, my name is Mike Barkley. I'm with the Parks and Recreation Department. I'm glad to be here with you tonight. So item 500 is working with Swish Dreams. They're a local Winter Springs business, and they make custom-made T-shirts and products that they sell, and they have a logo that they call Netman. And what they do is they take 10% of the proceeds that they make on the sale of their products, and they put it aside, and they look around for local basketball courts that they look to refurbish. And Winter Springs at Moss Park was the second location chosen. One of the first was in, I believe, Pittsburgh. And so you have the attachment, and it's also up here on the screens, was one of the designs that they sent back to us. Now, what they're trying to do is kind of, it's a basketball court, but we also wanted to make it functional for some other features, like having four square, having some hopscotch, and not just make it a traditional looking basketball court, but having more of maybe an artistic look to it. And you see on, we have a blue version and a green version. What we are going to be looking at is the colors of the park when we finalize, because like the playground that's new has got your hunter greens and your browns, and so we are going to kind of go with those colors. These were the first two that they gave us. But you have the triangles at the top and the bottom of each court with the wavy line going between. And that's one thing that if you had a basketball practice out there, they could use that for like dribbling drills, kind of going through using those as like cones and kind of going from one side to the other and then back. So just want to kind of open it up to the committee, see any comments that they have.
Well, I'm just curious.
Committee member Greenberg.
Thank you. I'm just curious. So heat-wise,
yes,
is a green or a blue like less hot on the court in the summer months with the sun beating down, or does it not really make a difference? I was just curious if they consider that.
Well, that court is an asphalt court, and so it does get hot, and really your colors, you do have your darker colors will be a little hotter.
Right.
And so, but kind of what we want to try to do is stay with the theme of the park, because we're trying to color coordinate with everything else going in there.
Right.
So, of course, the hottest option would be black. But
right.
But I think trying to go with it will be hot in the summer because it is an asphalt court.
Right.
But trying to keep that in mind.
Right. Okay.
Does anybody, committee member Lucky?
Okay. When in this refurbishment, are they just painting the court, or are they actually putting a different surface on top of the asphalt?
They will resurface the court. And so they'll kind of anywhere that there's any cracks or imperfections in the court, they will fix those. And then they put a new, like, sport court resurfacing on top, and then they repaint that.
Okay, good.
So it's a spray-on, like a... Or is it a roll-on?
It will be a roll-on.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Like some of it could be rolled, some of it, if it's more intricate, could be a brush.
Okay.
Nice.
Anybody else have any comments to the left?
That's great.
Right? Anybody?
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Committee Member Leckie.
What's the time period on this that they're looking at now?
They are still raising the funds to do this. And so we don't have a definite time of when this will happen, but we're expecting it to happen this fall sometime.
Nice. Okay.
Christian, I had a question.
The chairperson is recognizing you. Committee Member Van Clunen.
Yes, Committee Member Van Clunen. Go ahead, please.
I had a question in regards to a warranty or a durability warranty on it.
I've not been given that information, but that's definitely a good question that we can talk to them.
Okay, thank you.
Committee Member Kennedy.
Were you part of they did a resurface on Trotwood Courts years ago?
Yes.
That lasted, what, 5-6 years?
Yes, normally you get with, because Florida with your heat and everything that goes along with Florida weather, you might get on an outside court a 5-6 time frame. Okay.
And then I just have a question. So, yes. Mike, is this going to the commission?
The donation has already gone to the commission and has been approved.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? If not, Mike, I'm going to move on to item number 501. Discuss 2019 summer camp and new recreation programs. Mike?
Okay. Well, this is the fun part of my job, is working with our summer camp and all of our programs. So starting off with our summer camp, this year we had 153 total kids registered in our program. And for those 9 weeks, we had anywhere from 95 to 100 kids per week. Now, with the kids, we take them on field trips. We ended up going on 26 field trips this year. We went to places like the Oviedo Splash Zone, Kelly Park, Cimarron's Gateway, the Movie Theater, Planet Obstacle, District Eat and Play, the Science Center, and Airheads. Kids have a blast going on that. And so with that, it's they pay for their week, and everything's included. They get to go on those field trips. We also do arts and crafts projects that the kids get to take something home, try to do some educational items with that. We had the Mad Science group come in and do science experiments with the kids. We had somebody from Amazing Animals come in and brought animals to show the kids, and the kids got to see their 10-foot albino python. And we got the instructor or the counselors all in there to hold the python and everything. So with that, we did hire 10 counselors for the program, and they're the ones that are there day-to-day working with the kids and talking with the parents. Melissa and I were also there to try to help out with the parents if they had any questions. But the kids just had a blast this summer. We got a lot of rave reviews from parents because we get to take them on field trips, and they get to have fun all summer, and they're not just sitting at home playing video games. It is age range, elementary age, so if you're entering first grade through sixth grade, that's the age range for the camp. And our goal is to, when the kid leaves camp, that they are so tired out that when they get home, they want to go to bed. So we try to wear them out. Programs that we have going on. We have our adult softball leagues that have started back up for the fall. We have a new league that started on Monday nights, which is a men's league. And then we have our continued co-ed league that's on Wednesday nights. And so we have 10 in the men's league and 7 in the co-ed league. So we're trying to keep building the programs, and we keep getting phone calls and trying to work with people to build our leagues back up to getting as full as we can. Other programs, we have what used to be called Baby Boot Camp is now called Kettlebells. And it is a program for mothers that are wanting to get out and do some working out, but they also get to take their kids with them. Whether they're infants or in a stroller, you take the child with you, and part of it, you could be just pushing the stroller around with your child. And so it's not just you going to work out, you're still getting to interact with your child while they're doing that. And the last one, I've got a couple pictures that we can pop up, is our Central Florida Astronomical Society has got their astronomy nights at Trotwood Park. They do that roughly about once a month. We do this, Central Florida Astronomical Society is the governing body behind them. It's a free program for anybody to come out. Members come out and bring telescopes and set up. I've gone out nights, and they might have anywhere from half a dozen to 10 telescopes set up. And they basically try to aim it to something to where you can see. Like, you look at it with just your eye and you see Orion's belt, but you look at something and you could see even a little more. And so though you can get closer to stars, you can see planets or the constellations. So that's one of them. That was a picture taken at, both of those were pictures taken from Trotwood Park, where they have a camera set up to their telescope and that you could see what's actually out there. That's actually a picture of Orion and the nebula at the middle of the belt. So very neat things going on out there, trying to extend to with, we have our sports programs, but also some science and technology things. So any questions, comments about our programs? And
committee member Greenberg.
So I have to say I've never been to the astrological event, but what kind of attendance? Do you get a fairly good attendance?
They get really good attendance. And so they haven't met over the summer just because it's been so hot and the weather. So they're going to be picking back up here in the fall, like in September timeframe. But I've been out there. They will have 30 people show up.
That's great.
And they've also tried to work with the schools. Like one night I was out there and they had 80 to 90 people with getting kids from Indian Trails to come out. One of the teachers kind of setting that up.
Right.
So they get a good attendance out there.
That's great.
Yeah, I went out one night, and I think there was probably between 50 and 70 people.
Yes.
And some of the people have these incredible telescopes.
They do.
And they're very knowledgeable, so not only do you have the telescope, you have somebody else who can guide you into what to look at.
Exactly.
So that's kind of fun.
And one of the kind of lead instructor that I deal with them, his name's Alex Pettit, and he's got, and you can get high dollar telescopes, but a lot of people that are coming out are trying to just get into astronomy and looking mm-hmm. through telescopes. And so he comes out there with options of like what not to buy, because it, right. like it's not going to serve you as well. But the options in like costly, like not super expensive options mm-hmm. where you can buy a telescope and you're not breaking the bank and you could still go out there and have a good time and see the stars and the planets.
It's great.
Awesome.
So just one quick comment, just to say thank you and congratulations to you, Chris, Melissa, and the whole Parks and Recreation team. This Parks and Recreation Department here in Winter Springs, Florida, probably one of the best in the county, maybe even the state of Florida, because you guys just do a whole lot of different programs. Summer camp is awesome, and all of the other programs as well, and all of the events you do as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to, does anybody else have any comments?
Christian, I had a comment, please.
Committee member Van Clunen.
Yeah, hey, Mike. I was out there once before for the astronomy event, and there were some questions in regards to the light interference. We know Trotwood's, they did a nice job with the lighting there.
Yes.
Has anyone brought that up, and is there anything that can be done to help them make it darker if they need that?
That has been brought up, and I've talked to Alex about that. The light poles that go through the park are not managed by the city of Winter Springs. They are managed by Duke Energy. So we don't have the switch to turn them on and off. And with those type of lights, trying to put a guard around them to where there's less spill, part of the reason those lights were put in was to kind of light it up a little bit to where when police are driving by that they have access, like they can drive by and look into the park and it's just not dark. So mm-hmm. I've been trying to work with Alex about kind of the location at the park and what we can do to try to help them out, to move them maybe a little further away from it. But yes, I have been in contact with Alex about that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other comments at all? Okay, if not, then we're going to move on to item number 502, discuss new recreation software. Mike?
So this is probably one of the most exciting things that we have coming up in our department, outside of our events, our programs, and everything that we do. So we, little history, back in 2008, I believe it is, we did everything on paper. If you came to rent a pavilion, it was on paper. If you want to rent the Civic Center, it's on paper. It's everything was done on paper. So we purchased a software package. It helped to get away from some paper, but it didn't get everything away because we still did certain pieces where we just had to do it on paper. Well, now we're looking to move the next wave and getting a new software that you can actually go online and purchase things yourself. Because at this point, if you want to rent a pavilion, you have to come here to City Hall and be face-to-face to rent a pavilion. With this new software, it will be set up. We will link it to our website, and you will be able to pick a park, pick a pavilion, and pay for it yourself online without having to leave your house. So other features that we can have, it can do programs as well. Summer camp is another one that we're excited that parents don't have to come in to do that. They can register them online. It does all of your rostering. It can do all the paperwork that you need for the kids that come to the camp. Any waivers you need, any questions that you need to ask, it can do it. Ed, do you have it? So that's what the customer is going to see. So you can go through and you can click your facilities, click your park, and click what you want to see. So like the fields, you'll be able to see a calendar, but because we have so many leagues that are going on, you won't be able to directly rent those. We'll connect you. But the pavilions, if you could click on Pavilion A at Central Winds, Ed, you can go in there, select your date, and select your time frame from 9 to 1 or 2 to 6. And then you can just add it to your cart. And then say you want to add that, and you're like, oh, I want another date too. You can go add that to the cart. And when you're done, you can go to your cart and check out and pay. With that, it's it'll extend being able to do your credit card payments with the online. It will have a convenience fee with those credit card payments. But you don't have to leave your house anymore. We will also have that. We're working on putting the memberships for the senior center and therapy pool, all those classes, to be able to do that at with your memberships. All the members will get a card that they can swipe when they come in, and it will check them in that they came in for that day. We'll also be able to check them into their class, whether it's at the therapy pool, one of your classes back there, or any of the programs going on at the senior center. We'd be able to check them in, so we'd be able to see who came in that day, but also print a roster of who was at that class to know how many people are partaking in the programs. So this is a really exciting feature that we're looking to roll out with, and Ed's been a big help with getting this on board. It's been a 3-year process of looking at multiple programs and going with one, and then like going with another one, and now finally recognizing this one. Another piece that we have is because we take our payments in here, but we have our financial software that where all the money goes, is that we'll be able to end a day, take all the payments in here, and create a file and send it to the financial software.
No, you can go there. Go ahead.
committee member. This is like an All Citizens Band radio. I sounded like for a second. Committee member Greenberg.
Okay, so I think it's awesome that we're getting up with the times, but
okay.
I would assume that there would be an option of being able to do this with somebody, because there are probably people who don't have computers or aren't computer savvy or don't feel comfortable doing this. So I was just curious if, you know, I mean, that was going to be an option.
There is a back end to this, to where there's an employee portal. So anybody that's an employee of our Parks Department would be able to log into this and have the back end version, to where they would be able to log in and do a face-to-face. They wouldn't use this directly because they have different rights that they can go straight in to do. But we would be able to still do face-to-face, whether it's here at City Hall or at the Senior Center. We can take it over the phone, too. That's
okay,
a good point.
Because what I'm trying to say is there are some people who might not want to do it on a computer.
Yes.
Might not feel comfortable doing it on a computer.
Yes. We can do it all three ways. We can do it if you come in person. We can do it over the phone, and you can do it online.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Committee member Leckie,
does the software allow for like analytics afterwards to check usage on various things and everything? Reports and
yes, we can run reports based upon facilities. We can check resident to non-resident usage of facilities. We can run the reports on programs. Basically, excuse me. Anything we have listed in here, we can run a report on it to see how many people are using it, the financials that we brought in for it, and breaking up resident to non-resident.
Okay. Does it also allow for, conflicts? You know, if you get two or more people in at the same time, I'm assuming it has a precedence in there. Whoever hits button first gets the...
Yes, it's whoever pays for it gets it first. And there's also in there, you create your account. And say you talk to somebody on the phone and they create an account for you, and you talk to somebody else, they create another account for you. There's a report that we can run and notify that two people have the same name, the same address, the same all information, and we can hit one button. We can merge the two into one account.
And it has security then? Security as far as, you know, private information and stuff like that, as far as...
Yeah, this doesn't store any credit card information.
Okay.
Yeah. So
if this company ever gets hacked, your credit card information is still safe.
Yeah, because if you're looking to pay with a credit card, it will actually take you to a separate website, which is the credit card vendor.
Okay.
Anybody else have any comments? One quick question, Mike.
Yes.
Is it possible with this software, if you decided to run a contest July 4th, Celebration of Freedom, that you might have the opportunity to do it with a website?
We haven't gotten that far
to
see doing something like that. There are ways that you can sell, like, tickets through the program and create, like, the design that you want for the tickets. One of them that comes to mind is the father-daughter dance that we do tickets for. And so creating that ticket and setting it up on the program to where people can go online and purchase the tickets and print them themselves or have it on their phone to save it.
Because that will save time, because I know with father-daughter dance, when we do that, I think that everybody has to usually would come down to get their tickets.
Everybody would come here to City Hall to get their tickets.
Okay. So that's a great advantage.
And, really, and we do good. We do 300 tickets. So you would have anywhere from 150, but let's say 150 people to come down and get their tickets if it was two tickets per person.
So anybody else have any comments? If not, we're going to
move. If I can, for just a second, me.
Christian.
Yeah. So, Mike, this is going in front of the board on Monday, right, on the consent
agenda?
Yes,
it is.
So if I could recommend, you know, in your advisory capacity, you could, you know, make a motion to recommend approval or purchase if you were so inclined.
I'm going to make the motion to recommend to the commissioners to confirm and purchase this software for the betterment of the city of Winter Springs Parks and Recreation.
Second.
If you don't mind, I'll just call roll for it to be official. Committee Member Greenberg?
Aye.
Chairperson Nussbaum?
Aye.
Committee Member Benton?
Aye.
Committee Member Van Clunen?
Aye.
Committee Member Kennedy?
Aye.
Committee Member Leckie?
Aye.
And Committee Member Osborne?
Aye.
Thank you.
Can I just ask one question?
Absolutely. Committee Member Greenberg.
Now that we've voted on it, how much is the purchase?
Say it again.
Is there what cost is there to purchase this?
There's no buyer's remorse.
Not at all.
It was cheap enough where we didn't have to bring it to commission.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're expecting that with all the new features that'll be available on the site and our sales go up, we'll most likely be saving money compared to what we're doing now.
Right.
Yeah. So it's an all net positive.
Good.
Thanks.
Awesome. So if you take a look at one of the items, father-daughter dance, 150, I remember 150 or more people come in. Mm-hmm. All the time consumption, I mean, this is going to be a savings in a lot of regards.
It will be. So, like, people coming out to do that. Now, for residents, father-daughter dance tickets are free, and that'll still be the case to where there won't be a charge. So if your address, and we can set it up based upon the streets and the numbers to get everybody that's a resident. So when you're set up, have an account set up, it'll check your address to the database that we have in there. And if it doesn't fall in there, you'll be considered a non-resident. But if it does fall in there, you'll be a resident, you'll get the resident rates. And so if it's free, it'll be set up for free, and you could basically just add it to the cart, finish it, and print your ticket.
And we have a certain percentage of non-residents that attend that particular event as well.
We do.
Because it's a popular one, and y'all do a great job. So, moving on, are there any reports that any of the committee members need to share at this particular time?
No.
Okay. Is there any public input at this time? Mrs. Benton, do you need to share anything, Mrs. Benton? No, you good? Okay. All right. Public input at this time, unless anybody has any other things that they want to share with the committee.
I have one final thing.
Mike, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. So I just want to give acknowledgement. We saw an article in the Tuscaloosa Today of our own chairman, Arnie Nussbaum. Just thank you for all the work that you've done, and it came out in the article of with working with the events and being the chairman of our committee and everything you do for our city, being our hometown hero. And so just thank you for that, and just wanted to put that on the record.
You're here.
My pleasure, of course. Thank you so much. If there's no other comments.
Arnie, I had a quick question, if I could, please.
Yes, sir. Committee Committee Member Van Clunen.
Mike, I was just wondering if possible if you had an update on the Senior Center Community Garden.
Yes, I actually talked to Julie about that a little bit today. She is working on it. One of the things is we're looking to wait a little bit to the fall as it cools down a little more to kind of start to do any of the work and start getting the plants and getting that going. We're also looking at the location at the senior center, trying to find the right location where we can get the water source to it, and also kind of trying to get your combination of what you need, whether sun, like full sun or partial sun or anything like that. So I know, committee member, you are interested in helping out with that.
Committee member Van Clunen.
Yes.
Okay.
How would you do that?
I have your information. I can get you in touch with Julie Trujillo, who is our senior center manager, who's
okay,
working on that
her
project,
her
and we're so trying to get the seniors to help out because there are some that are looking forward to that, and there's some other organizations that working with, whether it's the UF Extension Office, because when we do things, we want to do them right. And so mm-hmm. we want it to be sustainable and not just something that you do. It looks good to take a picture and then is done for in 6 months. So I will definitely pass your information on as somebody that is looking to help out.
Thank you for the update. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Anybody else have any comments that they'd like to share? All right, if not, we're going to adjourn the meeting. And Christian, thank you so much. And once again, a welcome to Matthew Benton. We're glad to have you here, Matthew. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Christian,
yes.
Christian, thank you for your assistance. Appreciate
thank you.
It.